Good morning. This is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First Northland candidate Shane Jones says whakapapa isn't going to fix the challenges Māori face. Party leader Winston Peters has come under fire for saying Māori aren't indigenous as they trace their lineage back through the Pacific to China. Mr. Jones says many New Zealanders feel they are being told they have lesser status as citizens because they are not labelled indigenous or tangata whenua or iwi. He says the Treaty of Waitangi created indivisible citizenship.
And I think the point that Winston's making is a deep point. It goes to what is the character and what makes up the substance of a New Zealander. And the notion that because our whakapapa takes us back to Rangiatea, Hawaiki, wherever, in my view, has gripped far too many of us in a way that it's actually deterring us and distracting us from what makes a resilient, powerful, progressive, prosperous nation.
Shane Jones says no one is denying the bonds of whakapapa, faith or marae, but life is for the future. National Party's Te Taihau Aere candidate Harete Hipango says poverty of the spirit may be doing more damage to Māori than economic poverty. She says National makes no apologies for promoting education and hard work as the foundations for success, but the party realises many Māori are trapped in the poverty cycle and need help to rise above it. Ms. Hipango says the importance of whānau and community support for mental well-being always comes up when she talks with her whanaunga, Dame Tariana Turia.
We've often talked about the poverty of spirit. We've been stricken with material hardship, but the importance is that we come together as whānau, as communities, to manaaki and to api. There's not enough of that happening.
Harete Hipango says cost of living and housing are her highest priorities for this election. Māori Housing Network Te Matapihi says the housing crisis for Māori won't improve if governments continue to see social housing and renting as the only viable solutions. Only 47% of Māori live in owner-occupied homes compared with 70% of Pākehā. Te Matapihi Chair Ali Hamlin-Painga says home ownership is directly linked to better health and well-being, and government needs to resource Māori to come up with their own solutions, including papakāinga developments.
We're not just about putting us in a thing with four walls. There's more to sustainable housing, being on our land, being able to be Māori in the way in which we live, you know, creating those communities and allowing us to drive that and scaling up on the policy to allow us to do that across all sectors, not just in the housing space.
Ali Hamlin-Painga says Labor was on the right track with its support for community housing providers in areas affected by Cyclone Gabrielle, and she wants to see more of those programs extended. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!